You first, yes, and yeah, a two-part question. What are the repercussions now? I've heard that the fest has been canceled, there are no passes, et cetera. My daughter actually went to speak with Dr. Wells today, and apparently the administration and everybody was locked away in offices. Is this true? If so, why?
So we spoke a little bit to what was going on today with the other students. Separate from this, there was a threat, and that's what we were dealing with at lunch today. So a lot of us were tied up trying to maintain safety for that student. In terms of the repercussions, the Pep Fest is canceled, and we have heightened our security this week with the no pass policy and making sure all students are in class and learning, engaged, and safe.
Okay, over here there was the young man, gentleman, and
you just spurred a two-part question. First of all, will the no pass end after this week? And then the second question is, if you have information, try and be respectful of the question.
Yes,
if,
thank you.
Having the information you had prior to the flight on Friday, were the parents of these kids called Thursday, Wednesday, sometime before?
Multiple times, yes, they were notified.
His past question.
Yeah.
We are going to revisit the past policy tomorrow as a security team and decide which way to move forward in the weeks to come.
I do have a question. So my daughter was in the lunch. I'm less concerned about what happened because I don't really need to know. I don't know. And maybe I'm jumping the gun, so feel free to stop me. What is going to happen moving forward? If there are more things, my daughter was not, she did not go run to see a fight. She has no interest in that. She wanted to leave the lunchroom and was not allowed to. And to me, she felt more unsafe being in the lunchroom and than had she been allowed to get up and go to a safe place. And I think that's my big concern. What protocols had you learned from this incident? And what can we expect in the future? Because she does not feel safe at school right now. And that, and canceling the Pep Fest and not having passes and sitting at lunch are not long-term solutions.
No.
And they're not really fair to the kids who are doing their, the vast majority of children at the school who are doing their job. So, one, I want to know that my kid's safe and that if she's in a dangerous situation, she's not going to be trapped in that dangerous situation. And two, what are you going to do going forward? These are short-term solutions, and I completely believe that Ed Graff should be here tonight because this is a district-wide issue. It's not just a Southwest issue. So
if I may, if it's okay, if I don't answer your question when we talk about a plan moving forward, then I...
Yeah, I just can't read that from here.
Right.
So, yeah.
And Superintendent Graff is at Beat the Odds dinner. I know that this is a very, very important. He struggled with that, and then I don't know if you know what the Beat the Odds dinner is. It's a huge citywide event, and it was, he thought I could do
it. The safety of our children is more important to me than a citywide event.
Yeah. Okay. Julie noted. All right.
I feel like I'm in the same situation where I was not, as your daughter was, where I was not allowed to leave what I didn't feel was a safe situation. I also think that what the school has done to try to fix the issue has not been effective or fair to the rest of the 1,800 of us, where I know that kids sometimes go to the lunch they're not supposed to go to, and they do that by just not showing up to that class instead of getting a pass and leaving. And for the rest of us not to be able to go to the bathroom during classes, or especially since the passing time is not too long and then the time that you can be tardy is very short, I feel like it's unfair to the rest of us.
And I'd like to speak to that because you are absolutely right. In our effort to make some really quick decisions and get information and make sure that students and staff were safe, we and kind of going back to your question, we had to make some immediate decisions around what do we need to do to keep everyone safe. Because you have to remember, at that time, we didn't have all the information. We had to look at videos to see who all the people were that were involved. We had to have put together an immediate plan. That happened on Friday afternoon. And by the time over the weekend, we were looking at videos and debriefing and figuring out what we would do when we got here, thinking we would be here on Monday. With school being closed, it gave us a little more time to have some thoughts about what we would do. And we struggle when we have to punish all students for you. But in our effort and thinking through, and yes, we have learned a lot, and yes, we need to change some things. And in our effort to try to make sure that everybody was safe, we determined that we would have to have no passes, that in regards to the bathrooms, we had people from the district office who were here to help us. And we thought that having runners go to get students and take them to the bathroom, that made sense to us at the time. And what we found is that there were so many calls coming at us and not enough people. And we realized that, and each day we tried to get a little better. But we know that that is not fair to all the students. But we also know that in trying to figure all this out, that we had to keep everybody safe. And so we did make a decision. And at the time, it was the best decision that we could make.
Okay, so I'm going to take this in lady and then I'm going to just finish.
What I'd like to know is if, like, we can go to the bathroom this past time, but we can't because they're locked.
Yes.
Like, when am I supposed
that
to
That was one of the things we figured out, and you are right. And once we found that out, you know, I have to say that when a team comes together, everybody is working together. And some things happen and we don't always know that that's happening at the time. But when we found out that that was happening, we had, it was asked that the bathrooms be open. And so I hope that you tell me today that they were open.
Well, even after school, I had a friend and she needed to go to the bathroom and we had to go to 4 different bathrooms because they were still locked. Like, she was trying to pee before she left because it takes a while to get on the bus and stuff, but she couldn't because 4 different bathrooms were locked. Like,
and that was after school?
Yes, so it's like maybe like 302, 303, like right immediately.
Yeah. Again, I hear you, and the admin staff are here. There are lots of people here to help us. We will make sure that the bathrooms are open. Okay. And your points are well taken. We hear you.
So it seems to be